I think we can sympathize with the prophet Jonah today, because oftentimes we, whenever things fall apart or do not go our ways, we get angry really fast, because anger is a raw emotion. But how we choose to respond to anger is what makes us human beings as well as children of God. Anger is a raw emotion which is easy to react. But what's more than that, we need to really see, what is God calling me to do? And all of the readings today point us to that one word, to have mercy. The word mercy in Latin is misericordia, which means the heart to be able to feel the miseries, the pains, the suffering of the other person. It's easy for us to seek retributive justice right away, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, well, like equal reaction to what's been given to us. But many saints have said, if we seek retributive justice to everyone who have done wrong against us, or everything that's gone wrong with the world, how pitiful we would be if we all end up in heaven lame and missing a whole bunch of parts because of our own self-righteousness. God calls us to mercy because He Himself is both just and merciful. God is not just or merciful. He is just and merciful. It's like two sides of the same coin. God is just. He sees our real intention, our true desire, and our and what we really hold deep from within, right? He sees all of that. We can lie to everyone else, but we cannot lie to the Lord. And He sees those great intentions. But we also need to know that we're all human beings. We're all weak. We're all limited in many ways. And that's why we're called to practice mercy, to have the heart that is able to be moved and to be touched by people's sufferings with what's going on around us. The greatest pity is for us to live through life and not be able to sympathize with people who are really suffering around us. If we cannot do that, then we can never know what it means to be forgiven by God, to be loved by God, even when we have strayed away, even when we're weak, even at times we have abandoned Him, rejected Him, forgotten Him, or even at times we have denied Him. My brothers and sisters, which is why the gospel reading today, we have heard St. Luke's version of the Lord's Prayer or Our Father. The condition to receive and to internalize God's forgiveness is that same condition to say that God has forgiven me. I need to learn to forgive others as well. And forgiveness is hard. That's why there's a real saying that I often say in spiritual direction, to revenge is human, to forgive is divine. Forgiveness can only be possible and is only possible through the grace of God. It's hard. It's truly hard. So therefore, may we really learn from what the Lord is inviting us today, to be merciful, to learn how to forgive, and to learn to trust that God is just and He knows my heart, your heart, our heart. And we do what is right, what is true, what is real, and we leave the rest to Him who hath always been the one who never abandoned us, even at times when we have failed to love Him.